Thank you for calling Ashta Fiber. My name is Franmi. May I also have the pleasure to speak with?
This is Ralph Mills.
Hi, good afternoon, Ms. Mills. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good to hear. And how may I help you today?
How might sound right? So you have an install at my house scheduled for tomorrow. I'm just calling to confirm it.
Oh, yes. I'll be able to pull up your account and confirm that information for you. Let me bring that up right away. I'm sorry. You said Ralph is your first name. Can you spell your last name for me, please?
Yes, M-I-L-L-S.
All right. Thank you so much. Let me put that up. Ralph, would the account be under somebody else's name or is this under your name?
No, that's the only name it would be is under my name.
Okay, and can you confirm your address for me, please?
Yes, 44 Crane Street in Kingston.
Great, okay. Okay, why is not pulling up? I'm sorry. First name is R-A.
R-A-L-P-H.
P-H. Okay. M-I-L-L is S is the last name.
That's correct.
When did you sign up for service? Do you remember?
I called you on the 15th of August after I got a mailer from you, a solicitation.
August 15th.
And you set up an appointment for the 25th of October that time.
Okay, let me see. So 44, and this is in Kingston 12401.
That's right.
Let's see. I'm looking at up by the address because I don't know why. Oh, there you are. Okay, your last name comes up with one L. Is that that's not the correct spelling? Is M I L L S correct?
Yes, correct. Two L's.
Okay, so I will correct that because right now it comes up with only one L. That's why it wasn't coming up for me.
That's why you couldn't find it. Okay,
exactly. Thank you. And so you verify your address. Can you please also verify your email address for me?
Yes. L-U-T-A-Z-A at hotmail.com. So that's L-U like an uncle, T like in Tom, A-Z for zebra, A at hotmail.
Thank you so much for verifying that information, Mr. Mills. Mm-hmm. So I did find the account. I do see mm-hmm. that it looks like they told you October 25th is the appointment because
the
in-service day that comes up for you is December 20th of 2024. Yes,
something
I'm not sure.
Misunderstood them.
Yes, I'm not sure if you were provided the wrong information or at the time that was the anticipated in-service date, but it looks it has if it did change it is 12/20 2024.
Okay, so 20. Okay.
Yeah. So
I'll change my calendar. That's fine.
All right. So I just want to give you the correct expectation. So on the 20th of December, that's when we'll be in contact with you to schedule the installation appointment. We cannot schedule you before that day. So we need to call you on that day to then schedule you 5 days after that.
Okay. So contact me around the 20th to schedule it later after that. Okay.
Perfect.
I'll make a note of that.
Okay, Mr. Mills, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That's all.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
For calling.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.